This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. With the new school year now underway, USF St. Petersburg's new regional chancellor, Sofia Wisniewska, may finally be settling into her job. Wisniewska, a native of Poland, was named to lead USF St. Pete earlier this year, taking over from former chancellor Margaret Sullivan and interim boss Bill Hogarth. Dr. Wisniewska, welcome to University Beat.
Thank you.
Now, your biggest job early on at USF St. Pete will be really kind of putting together that five-year strategic plan for the campus. What's that going to entail?
Well, it's going to involve a lot of people, a lot of dreaming, and hopefully at the end result a lot of very exciting but sensible goals that will position us for the future. We're going to start, obviously, with a small committee that's going to guide the process, do a lot of the background work, do all the heavy lifting. We also have a small, slightly higher level committee that will kind of will check in once in a while to make sure we're on the right track. And we'll also involve a lot of different people. I will personally, along with the help of a couple of consultants, do a lot of town meetings with faculty, staff, students, community members to make sure that everyone has a voice in a process. In addition to that, the majority of the work will be done by a committee, a large committee, made up of about 60 to 80 people, once again, internal and external constituents, who will meet about three times a year. And they will be the ones who will really bring to the front the vision, the mission, and the objectives for the next 5 years. It'll be a consensus-driven process. So if a goal gets a thumbs up, it's in. If it gets a thumbs down, it goes out. And at the end of that, we will have, I hope, a very exciting blueprint for the future.
Now, the people who are maybe familiar with USF St. Petersburg, this is a campus that has in the last 10 or 15 years really grown from a small commuter-driven school to one that now has two residence halls, expanded science labs and facilities. Where does the growth take the university? Does it ever stop?
Well, frankly, I hope some of those big questions become clear during the strategic planning process. The question of size is at the top of the list. How big do we want to be? We're currently at 6,000, depending how you count. Some people think it should be double and triple. Some folks think that what we want to be is a smaller institution that protects this close faculty-student interaction that we have and that we focus more on niche programs. So it'll be important to have those conversations with a lot of different groups. There are also some external pressures, if you want to call them that, to do more in the STEM areas. What will our role be in developing science, technology, engineering, math curricula? So I think the size and the focus are probably the top two questions in that strategic planning process. Check with me in a year. I'll have an answer.
When you have, like you say, differing parties that want a big campus and then other ones who want a smaller, more, as you say, one-on-one relationship between student and teacher, how big a challenge is it striking that balance between those wants and desires?
Well, I think data helps understanding not only what our strengths are, but also understanding what the needs of the community and the opportunities in the nearby communities are. I really believe in doing a lot of homework and creating outcomes that are data-driven, that factor in a lot of information. That's kind of the base. That's the bedrock. But I think after that, sometimes you can't do everything in 1 year. Maybe the idea is to grow incrementally and to develop certain curricula like the STEM area at a slower pace. Maybe the vision is a 20, 30-year vision, but the plans are five-year plans.
One of the things that I've seen, again, from the growth of the campus is the idea of the housing situation, where 10 years ago there weren't any residence halls on campus. Now you have two. Is there a need for a third one, a fourth one? And again, where does that growth take the university?
One of the most fundamental changes that took place at University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, has been the decision to become residential. It really changes the character of a campus. I'm not saying you can't get a good education commuting, but there's just something special. This rite of passage is so American, to be able to go from high school to a residential higher education institution. And I think residence halls, in addition to building a closer sense of community, do a lot of wonderful things for an institution. Quite frankly, they bring students who stay for the 4 years, and so it increases your graduation rates. They bring students from greater distances, so it gives you an opportunity to specialize and to develop strong academic programs, centers of excellence, if you will. Residence halls give you an opportunity to have the whole package beyond the academics. And while the academics are those most important, it all counts. And so it's a long way of saying that I hope that we will add more residence halls. We're certainly going to be factoring that into our plans. We're looking at what we have in terms of space, what we would need to acquire, who would pay for that. So residence halls are a good thing.
The way that this campus has grown, College of Business looking at building a new building, cost estimates around $25 million, the legislature giving the university about $5 million this year. I know your predecessor, Interim Chancellor Hogarth, was hoping for closer to $12 to $13 million. How does that affect the plans for the college and proceeding with a new building there for the College of Business?
Strategic planning is job number one. Building a new facility for the College of Business is job number two. It is one of the most important things for this institution. We have a very healthy, strong academic program spread over 7 different buildings. We're long overdue to provide those faculty and students a better place to teach and a better place to learn. We are immensely grateful for the $5 million that we received from the legislature. A lot of folks supported us in front of the legislature, behind the scenes, but it's a beginning. We really can't do much to really begin the process because the whole building is expected to cost about $27 million. The reality is we probably can't start construction until we have about half of that. So I understand that we are at the top of the list for next year's legislative requests, and we're hoping that the amount of money we receive next year is bigger and enough for us to proceed forward with momentum.
One of the words that I keep focusing on is balance. When you're looking at expanding a university like this that is in a residential area to some extent, how do you balance the needs of the community with the desires of the university?
During the little bit of time that I've been here, one of the things that brings a big smile to my face is the love that the community has for this institution. When I was looking for places to live, I wouldn't even say what my position was. I said, I'm here for a new job. And immediately, people would have a big smile and say, we love USF St. Pete. We love your students. They bring a sense of excitement, a sense of safety. And lots of folks are taking classes here. They're using our facilities. Our students are supporting the restaurants and the businesses. So I think it's a love fest.
Coming off of that, is it one of your jobs to try to get students to stay in St. Petersburg, to stay in the Tampa Bay area, but particularly Pinellas County, and kind of give back to the town where they're learning?
Well, absolutely. I mean, while we're not going to stop our students from going to New York or D.C. to take a job, we'll be proud of them and support them. I do think we want to support the economy of this area. And we are meeting with and paying attention to the employers and their needs to see if our strengths can match their employment and educational needs.
You come to USF from the Penn State system where you were chancellor at Penn State Brandywine. How does that experience as a boss of a satellite campus, very similar to USF St. Petersburg, how does that help you where you have to kind of balance the nature of the smaller school with the larger system?
In a nutshell, bureaucracies don't scare me. I think over time I have learned how to work effectively with a lot of competing interests, a lot of different constituent groups, listen to a lot of voices, and have the resilience to wake up every morning with a smile. None of this feels new to me. It's exciting. I feel like I've had a lot of experience in being part of those relationships, the smaller institution working inside of our larger framework. And that gives me confidence and that gives me strength.
And kind of playing off of that, why do you think you were the right person for the job?
Honestly, when I was interviewing, I jokingly said that when I read the position description, I felt somebody read my DNA and put it into a position description. At first, I looked at it and I felt really confident that I had done the pieces that were listed on that position description, the different responsibilities. And so I felt that I would have a short learning curve. But also, this position represents a challenge. The relationships with the community, the relationships with the legislature, being in a whole new environment, all this is also very exciting for me. So I felt it was a win-win. I could very quickly come and contribute and make a difference. And at the same time, I think this would be an opportunity for me to learn and grow.
And in the brief time that you've been here, what have you found about the university? What have you found about the community and city of St. Petersburg?
Well, it's probably the most welcoming community that I have been a part of. People go out of their way not only to support us, but to come together to support opportunities in a city.
Let me follow up on that with some of the changes that are going on in St. Petersburg with the whole development of the pier, almost the changing nature of the city. What role does the university want to play in the evolution of St. Petersburg?
My sense and my quick impression when I visited St. Petersburg for the first time when I was interviewing for this job, when I snuck from the airport to the campus, I walked around the campus, talked to students, walked around the streets, and it became clear to me that the proximity of USF St. Petersburg to major employers, everything from Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital, All Children's Hospital, to Stanford Research Institute, to FAA, to NOAA, to the Dalí and Chihuly Museums, we're all so close to each other that I think this could be a national laboratory for partnerships. And I think USF St. Pete will be smack in the middle of it.